Italian Mafia. You audit other mob members' profits. When the chips are down on a very high-profile poker match between the Mafia, the Yakuza, and the Boy Scouts, you have to resort to putting up Red Bull's gold-plated gun as collateral. But it all pays off. You leave the place with a cool $4 million. You decide you are going to become a casino boss. There's only one choice if you end up being the boss of a casino. To hide your name, you now go by the alternative name, Tony Lironi. You take what your Uncle Tony taught you about mob bossing. There is a revolution when you enter town. You are here to take what is rightfully yours. You will have all of the old casino employees shot and taken out to the desert, dumped in holes and pissed on. Dirty Vegas. The brightest thing in the desert, this side of Kansas City. If you fuck around, you're liable to end up in a dumpster or out in the desert. My kind of place, you think for yourself. While on the streets, you wouldn't think you're in the desert besides the damn heat. You roll up to the strip with your mob and decide which casino to take over first. There's two open links, so I'll roll, and I got a four, which is blue, the Cuban cigar. Don't inhale the smoke. You and four of your boys head out to the Cuban cigar. A, all Cuban staff here. You have come to observe and appraise. Good price on the drinks. You even get drunk. The meal is very good and cheap. You do some small-time gambling and you break even. You catch the stage show, 40 topless Cuban ladies shaking to Latin rhythms. A good night. You think you would like to own this place. That's where it ends.